Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing I Stand Amazed, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled God is Exceedingly Greater, from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21.
Please. is a gracious and a good God and does all things exceeding abundantly, as we're going to be preaching on this morning. We're talking about God is exceedingly greater. Some of you have got some great storms and trials and issues going on in your life. Some of you are facing some dark valleys and places of your life that seemingly has tried to rob you of all the blessings that God has provided for you. But from the book of Ephesians chapter 3, we find, you know, in our lives, life can be hard, helpless, and hopeless at times. But we serve a God who's exceedingly greater. Amen. You may feel the stress of great struggles that you encounter day in and day out. Looking across this congregation this morning, I know some of the trials that some of you are going through. But I want you to know today that God is greater than your struggle. Hallelujah. See, we've got to remember today, our God is an exceeding great God. And that He's exceedingly greater. Greater than you. Greater than your trial. Greater than anything that we're facing in life. He's greater today than your failures. And you may have had them in your life, but God's greater than your failures. God is even greater than your sins today. God is greater today than all the problems that you encounter in life. God is greater today than any sickness that you're going through today. Looking across the congregation, some of you have been through some trials this year with your health. Some of you are going through trials right now with your health. But let me tell you, our God is a great and mighty God. And with His stripes, you're healed. Hallelujah. But tonight, I'm going to be preaching on that subject and a very important issue tonight that you've got to do. You've got to believe. Hallelujah. But folks, today, God's greater than any sickness that you can face in life. God is greater than any of the doubts that come to us day in and day out. And see, Satan is is very good at creating an atmosphere of doubt in your life. He is greater today. Our God is greater than any valley that you'll find yourself in. Your plans may have failed, but I'm glad today that our God has a greater plan. And so therefore today His plans are contained in the pages of His Word. And if you'll get into the pages of His Word, you can find that His plans then become your plans. And all of a sudden, your plans change. I've had God change my plans in life. I had my life all set on course. I saw myself when I was 55 years old doing nothing but living on a golf course and playing golf every day. Well, that wasn't God's plan. I hope He's got a good golf course in heaven. But anyway, hallelujah. I had it all charted out. I knew exactly where I was going to be, what I was going to be doing, when I was going to be doing it. And I was going to be retired when I was 55 years old. And I was going to live, as the fellow said, the life of Riley. Amen. Well, see, that wasn't God's plan. God had a greater plan. My Lord, preacher, what could be greater than retiring at 55 and living on a golf course? Amen. Being in God's plan. Because, see, if I'd done that, I may not even been alive today. Because I could have said, uh-uh. No. As a matter of fact, I even tried that number on God. And I'm telling you, when you are trying to fight the will of God for your life, it's not going to work. When God's got something planned for your life and you're fighting against that plan, all you're doing is wasting your time. It's better to obey, as the Word says, than to sacrifice. And you sacrifice a lot of time, effort, and energy, and a lot of good years by fighting the will of God. So therefore, if you will just accept the plan that God has, because His ways are higher than the heavens. Hallelujah. And therefore today, you can receive today the plan of God. Even when your plans have failed, you've got to remember God has a greater plan. If you're facing the most difficult places and times in your life today, listen, then praise the Lord. Because God is about to deliver you, because our God is exceedingly greater than whatever you find yourself in. So our God always has been and will always be exceedingly greater. Nothing is going to change that. I don't care who goes in the White House in January. It's not going to change that. See, my priority is not on election. Hallelujah. I've already been set free. Amen. I'm not concerned about who's going to be in the White House across the Potomac in Washington, D.C. I know who's on the throne in heaven. I know who's ordering the steps of my life every day. I know who is providing for me amazingly and meticulously in every need that I have. I know who is always there, who lifts me up, who encourages my heart and my life, who supplies my every need, who's the friend that sticks closer than a brother, who's never failed me, who's never faltered, who's always been right on time, who's always brought me through what I've faced, who's always, they got my good in store for me. Thank God I've got a mighty God on my side. And so therefore today, I've learned today that in all things, we need to just praise the Lord. Some of you are controlled by your circumstances. Some of you are controlled by your situation. Some of you controlled by the issues that you're facing in life. But let me tell you what, I believe those are the times that you don't sink down, get depressed, and get defeated. I believe those are the times that you rise up and let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I believe today it's time the people of God start getting happy about what our God is doing. But preacher, times are bad. I mean, the economy is bad. The morals are bad. But let me tell you what I read in the Word of God. He said, when you see all these things come to pass, look up and rejoice, because your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. I believe that the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords is about to split the eastern sky. And in a rapturous shout, he'll say, come up hither. And in the moment and the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed, for we shall see him as he is. And what a day of rejoicing that'll be. Woo! Well, I'm going to rejoice when I get there. You better start rejoicing before you get there. Come on now. He's not just some kind of God. He's Almighty God. What He does is exceeding. What He does is abundant. What He does is good. What He does is great. What He does is always on time. What He does is never a mistake, because our God is a great and mighty God. Give Him some praise in the house of the living God. Get up on your feet and shout to the Lord, for He is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! You realize today in the pages of God's Word there are over 3,000 promises that are given to you and I? Well, what are they? Why don't you read the book and find out? Every specific. See, we generalize God's Word. God is not a general God. His Word is a specific Word. And so therefore today, every specific promise God made, He made today, and He has the power to keep. Everything that God said He will do, He will do. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, I didn't come to this church this morning hoping I was saved, thinking I'm saved, hoping I'm going to get through, hoping I'm going to make it somehow. Oh, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I know I've been today placed in the family of God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know I've been gloriously redeemed. I'm glad the devil has no more ownership to me. I'm glad today I'm a child of the King. I'm glad God is on my side. I'm glad heaven is my home. And I'm glad I got the precious promises of God to see me through whatever I'm facing in life. When I open this book, hallelujah, I can rejoice, because these are the promises of God that are for you and for me, that we today can rejoice in the goodness of our God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.